This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and this is The Score. For women, golf was the first successful professional sport in this country. Just on the heels of World War II, former track Olympian Babe Didrikson-Zaharias, Patty Berg, and Louise Suggs may have had to organize their tournaments themselves, but they became household names and set the stage for the first accepted sport where women could make a living playing their passion. Golf teed off in the 1940s and has grown by leaps and bounds ever since. Until now. Several of the top players staged a revolt last week and ousted their commissioner, Carolyn Bivens. The tour has lost 7 tournaments since 2007. Only 10 events are secure for next year. Sponsors are dropping at an alarming rate. What in the world has happened to the cornerstone sport for women? There were 21 pro events in the 50s, 34 events in the 60s, and by the 70s, the popularity of the women's game drew sponsors to the tune of $4.4 million in yearly purses. Galleries packed the big tournaments to catch a glimpse of blue-collar Texan Nancy Lopez, pin-up model Jan Stevenson, and lively personality Amy Alcott. Television ratings soared, and women golfers became the darlings of corporate America. By the 80s, the annual tour prize money climbed up to $14 million. For those first 50 years, the Women's Pro Tour was an American affair. The Hall of Fame players were big personalities and created nail-biting drama weekend after weekend. By 1990, the widely televised multi-million-dollar tour drew global interest and the game expanded around the world. The ultra-star foreigner, of course, was Annika Sörenstam. From her rookie year of 93 to her retirement last year, the popular Swede took 10 major titles and cashed in $22.5 million in prize money. In the midst of Annika's sparkling career, another foreigner burst on the scene. Se-ri Pak from South Korea first appeared in 1998 and quickly built a Hall of Fame career herself. Many a Korean set an alarm clock for 3 a.m. to watch Pak finesse her magical putter in U.S. tournaments. Today, of the 121 international players on tour, 45 of them are Korean. 8 of the top 20 moneymakers on tour this year are Korean. 36 South Koreans are competing this year on the LPGA's development circuit. This is usually an exciting phenomenon in sports, when a tidal wave of talent flows from the inspiration of one player, such as Brazilian soccer stars following Pelé. But racist as it sounds, it is in fact not racist to say that the Korean wave is not doing the LPGA any good at the moment. Carolyn Bivens, aside from the tough economy, had a mighty tough sell on her hands. What would you do if your U.S. Open champ couldn't conduct her winner's interview in English, as happened with Yoon Hee Ji this past weekend? What if 5 of your top 10 Open finishers were Korean and basically couldn't schmooze in the important pre-tournament pro-am because they needed interpreters? Bivens was raked over the coals last fall when she mandated that all LPGA players must be able to conduct their business in English. The proposal was quickly nixed. But for the first time since 1944, women's golf has no marketable star. We know by now that the draw in sports is not glorious play unto itself. Baseball needs Derek Jeter. Tennis needs Serena Williams. And women's golf desperately needs a couple of stars at the top who can not only guide a sweet fade off the tee, but who can charm us and entertain us. Bivens was crucified for her all-English proposal, but the truth is, she was on the right track. This is Diana Nyad for KCRW, and that's The Score.